your life as it has been is over.
Doesn't make things anymore. It's on them. What do we for them? They're consumers.
Immediately, terminate.
Wisdom and truth reside. In this middle chamber, we will explore the territories and boundaries of social engineering, mind control, government conspiracies and cover-ups, hidden symbolism and the global power elites, dark occult manipulations of our world. Join us here in the middle chamber as we examine the ruling paradigm, consider alternative energy systems, as well as the ancient principles of natural law and hermetics, and train our awareness in a most novel and abstract manner to view reality from an entirely different perspective. And now, your host, Raider X.
Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, to tonight's live broadcast of the Middle Chamber. I am your host for the evening, Freighter X, here as always to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable, and not necessarily in that order. Show number 36 tonight, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Tonight, second hour, we're going to have Alex Ansari come on from Outside the Box, which is a show that follows us every Saturday night. We're here, obviously, 6 p.m. Central. And Alex comes on 2 hours later regularly. So we're really excited about having him on. I was on his show the last couple segments of his last week's broadcast. It was really fun. And we had already met at the Free Your Mind Conference in Philadelphia last month. So we wanted to take an opportunity and let you all experience a little bit more of our banter tonight. So we're going to go ahead and do that. Now, we will go ahead and open up the phone lines this hour. For anybody interested in calling in and asking questions or offering some insight, you can call in at 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. And just hold on, because I'm going to do a bit of a ranting, because that's what I do. Anyways, thanks to Kathy O'Brien, Mark Phillips, and Joseph Atwill last week for their awakening and just remarkable conversation. Of course, Kathy O'Brien and Mark Phillips are extremely inspirational. What they've gone through and their constant positivity is just it's a demonstration to us all. So it's really, to me, a historic opportunity to speak with them and have them share not only their story, which if you haven't checked it out, Access Denied is on sale. You can find it on the internet, I believe Amazon Books. It's available. There's also a link on the website here, middlechamberfx.wordpress.com, and also at the freeyourmindconference.com website. So if you're interested in Access Denied by Kathy and Mark, check that out. Not only is it the dark experiences that she went through as a presidential-level mind control slave, but also there's a message of hope and solutions. One of the things that we talked about last week was the method that I found useful, which is what I would call a rational emotive type self-therapy, processing through writing. And basically what that did for her, she explains. And so if you missed our show, check it out from the archives last week. The first hour was Kathy O'Brien and Mark Phillips. Second hour was Joseph Atwill. Now, before we get into the main topic for the first hour, I would like to review some of my presentation from the Free Your Mind Conference, which, as I have mentioned, my overarching theme that I've been working with these last few years, broadcasting to you all, has been what I would call the secret war on human consciousness. And specifically, I'm working on a book, which I've been also talking about constantly, which is The Secret War Inside Freemasonry. And basically, what I did for the Free Your Mind Conference was to basically broaden that scope, because the Secret War Inside Freemasonry is a very narrow, microscopic view. It's a way to, I think, look at the microcosm, which is the pattern of what I would, well, I've used this term before, basically celebrating mediocrity and stifling excellence. So what we're doing is looking at how this is applied within a system, which I would call an educational system, like ancient craft masonry, specifically in America. And that being because that's where my experience resides, and also because I am American. And so using it as a comparative tool, I can take that small microscopic view and expand it to the greater overarching theme, which is the secret war on human consciousness. And that's what I did for the Freedom Mind Conference. And so I wanted to give folks an opportunity to, just kind of talk about it a little bit, because we're still waiting to see these videos placed on the Freedom Mind Conference website. And we've seen some bootlegs go up on YouTube, which are great because, you know, I'm all about freedom of media, freedom of message. But we also want to help the conference promoters and the organizers to recoup some of the expenses for the conference, and in the hopes that we will have a Free Your Mind Conference 3, because we've got some big names that have already voiced their desire to be involved in the conference. So we really want to have that, you know, use that opportunity to basically make those people available, because some of these people, it's mind-blowing, the individuals that we've been talking to that are going to be involved in this. So we really want to emphasize that, as I said. Now, I'm getting a little message from Mark Passio here. Says he wants to call in and talk to us about the End the Fed rally today, and I would love it if he did. So I'm going to give him the heads up and say, come on, call in, Mark. The phone lines are open, and we want to hear all about it. Meanwhile, before he calls in, there is, I believe, one caller in the call bank already. So let's go ahead and bring on the caller right now. Billy, area code 440, you're live in the middle chamber with Freighter X. What do you have for us?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not too bad. I just tuned in. So I don't know what to really say. I started a short film today. I wrote I'm Waking Up. Use your own adventure. Stay asleep or wake up. And then I plugged the resistance2010.com. That's one of the places where you can go back to sleep. That's about all I have to say. I don't know.
Well, right on. Great. We're glad to have your support in this, and feel free, you know, to call in any time, and we'll, you know, continue to bring these topics to the surface, especially with regards to secret war inside or secret war on human consciousness. This overarching theme affects us all. It's something that we and those involved with the Free Your Mind Conference, the other researchers and presenters, filmmakers, bloggers, writers, all together trying to bring solutions to this, what we would call an ongoing war against humanity, against all Earthlings, really, all over the planet. But thanks for the call, Billy. We're going to move right on because we got another call in the call bank here. I believe this is Mark Passio, area code 215. What do you have for us?
Freighter, thank you so much for taking my call.
Absolutely, Mark. It's an honor to have you here in the middle chamber, as always. How's it going today?
Well, we encountered a lot of resistance today for the first time, as I've seen it. We were here in Philadelphia. We went around City Hall handing out many flyers and pamphlets about the immoral scam of the Federal Reserve banking cartel, waking people up to how this scam operates. And good reception on the part of the people on the street, no doubt. Definitely that was good. But when we got back around the Independence Mall area, some of us were giving out flyers around the area where the Liberty Bell is at and around the statue of Thomas Jefferson just outside of Independence Mall here in Philadelphia. And park rangers came over to us and insisted that we needed a permit to engage people in free speech and freedom of press, and simply hand information to anyone who wanted to take it from our hands and talk to us about what the Federal Reserve is. They were telling us we couldn't stand there and do that. We couldn't pass through a public thoroughfare area, a public walkway, to get to the street, and then eventually stopped me and my partner, Barb, and told us that we were not free to leave that park area, because we were handing out flyers and speaking to people about the Federal Reserve system. We told them, citing some obscure federal regulation about needing a permit to hand out information. And I said, I'm not soliciting here. I'm handing out free information. This is my right, my natural right, which you have no right to obstruct, and I don't really care what your federal regulation says. It doesn't trump the laws of nature. It doesn't trump the rights that the creator of the universe have given to us as free beings. So, you know, I am free to do this activity because I'm harming no one else. So I said, unless you can tell me whose rights I am violating in carrying out this activity, I need to be allowed to carry on my way. And they said, no, you're not going to go. You're going to stay right here. So me and Barb attempted to leave the area, and they jumped us and threw us in handcuffs violently and, you know, forced us to the ground in handcuffs. And that's when I said, you picked the wrong person today. And I started going on a tirade about rights and how they're being violated in this country. And a throng of people gathered. There was so many people that gathered and was listening to what I was saying. I almost wanted to thank them because they helped me get a message out today that probably woke up 250 people or more, which I couldn't have done on my own. But it just shows you this is how far it has gone in the United States of America. And are we going to continue to put up with this bullshit? You know, when we draw the line in the sand, they're telling people that they cannot speak now and cannot distribute information in a public place. So
anyone who's joining us right now, I'm talking with Mark Passio, reporting to us from Philadelphia, his experiences in the Independence Mall area around the Liberty Bell, no less. This is amazing, Mark. I cannot believe
Liberty. Handed some free flyers about the Fed and what they're doing to people's purchasing power, the purchasing power of the currency that we're using, at the Liberty Bell, at the line leading up to the entrance to the Liberty Bell. And they would claim we don't have a right to engage in public discourse. We don't have a right to engage in simply giving people free information and talking with them and speaking with them as free human beings. They would claim that that right is null and void, the nerve, in the place where our founding fathers walked. The nerve. You think you intimidated
me? It's hard to believe, Mark, because we, Bob Tuscan and I, when we were there at the Freedom Mind Conference last month, we were walking all around that area, handing out flyers and placards, that, you know, those great placards we'd had, and we were also accosted. They didn't arrest us, but they definitely let us know that we had to have a permit to hand out these in any park, they said, in America that had an attraction with it, like a nat historic attraction inside of it.
Apparently, they don't grasp the concept that no law shall be passed abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. They don't get that concept. No law. And that means no regulations either. That means that my and everyone's natural right trumps whatever man can possibly write down and claim that they have a right to enforce with their violence.
And, you know, once again, ladies and gentlemen, what we're hearing here is testimony which is proof positive, dovetailing right into the topic of this first hour discussion, which is, in fact, the secret war on human consciousness. This, though, is not a cold war. This is a hot war now. They've stepped it up. This is a war in which people trying to speak to other people in the streets the truth.
Yep.
About what's
That's
happening. And what they've done is they've engendered, through the persistent appeal to authority, a logical fallacy through obedience training, trauma-based and coercive fear-based obedience training throughout most citizens' entire lives in America. So you end up with people, citizenry, but it's really good to hear, though, that not everyone has been drinking the Kool-Aid. We have people that are waking up. People, now, did anyone make any kind of statement as if to say, stop what you're doing, this is inhumane? Or
absolutely. So many people went up to these park police and said, how dare you? I can't believe you're doing this. Can't you look at yourself? What kind of a world are you creating for your children? One woman said, I brought my daughter here to help her understand what the founders of this country did and what they tried to preserve for their posterity. And you're doing this right here in the cradle of liberty. That's what you're doing right here. And she was telling them that they should be ashamed of themselves. Many other people testified that we had harmed no other living being, and we were peacefully engaged in simply giving free information to people and talking to people if they wish to engage us in speech. And now this right is being usurped, ladies and gentlemen. And I say that's the line in the sand. That needs to be the line in the sand for everyone who is hearing this. You need to understand that when they start trying to take free speech rights, it's time. And I think many of you know what I'm talking about.
So, Mark, how long were you and Barb detained?
Oh, it was about 20 minutes, I would say, at least.
And then they finally let you go?
And then they picked us up off the ground and basically said, we're taking the cuffs off of you. They handcuffed us, like, really tight, cutting off both of our circulation to our hands. My hands were bright red when they took the cuffs off of me. Cuffing a peaceful human being that did nothing to violate anyone else's rights. Nothing to violate anyone else's rights, peacefully speaking to other human beings. This is what these Nazi thugs, these criminals, exactly, you're exactly right. These are criminal thugs that need to be dealt with. And this is the line in the sand, folks. We're at it. We have reached it in 2013. You know, and
I told everybody,
you want to know if these rights have been violated? Your rights have been violated. I kept pointing to the people in the crowd watching this take place, watching this go down. I said, your rights are being violated now. Not just mine, your rights, your children's rights are being violated. Are you going to let it stand? Or are you going to get up off your ass and do something about it?
Mark, we're about to go to a break, and I'd like you to stick around and talk to us more about the limits to authority and jurisdiction, the truth with regards to this, with regards to what kind of jurisdiction these authorities claim versus the reality of what jurisdiction means and what their true authority is. This people, this is the quickening. We are at the point we're not going to see a decrease of this. We're going to see an increase. People exercising their rights like Mark and Barb and so many others in Philadelphia, which is, in fact, the home of the revolution. When we come back in the middle chamber, we'll continue with Mark Passio talking about the secret war on human consciousness and the logic of fallacy and appeal to authority. Stay tuned here on the American Freedom Radio, and we'll be right back.
Did you get a red light camera ticket? Red light cameras are a scam. The government and their corporate interests want you to believe they are about safety, but in reality they generate billions of dollars for private security firms like Redflex Incorporated, robbing you of time, money and energy. Don't let the flash steal your cash. At hillredlightcameras.com, you can purchase a copy of You Don't Have to Pay, How Anyone Can Beat a Red Light Camera Ticket the Easy Way by Red Light Camera Crusader Rory Joseph Brown. Rory figured out the secret that the courts, police, and private camera companies don't want you to know. That in fact, these cameras are unconstitutional. You Don't Have to Pay as a field guide to go from receiving your ticket in the mail to beating it in court in three easy steps. Hurry, act now. Go to killredlightcameras.com. Available in both PDF and Kindle versions. If you know your rights, you don't have to pay.
Are chemtrail geoengineering programs changing our weather and destroying our environment? Why in the world are they spraying?
They want to create a storm in the southeast, then they'll start engineering out over the North Pacific. That's where the trailies will be.
Find out why critics are calling Why in the World Are They Spraying the most important film that is revolutionizing the environmental movement. Go to whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com for more information.
It's just going to get worse until the point where we're not going to be able to grow anything at all unless it's a Monsanto genetically modified abiotic stress resistant seed.
Why in the World Are They Spraying? New international version with languages available from around the world. Go to whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com for more information.
It's all about money, and weather is another form of commoditizing, a way the Central Command Group can commoditize another form of our life.
Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
You're listening to AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the network who perseveres in delivering intelligent debate, constructive dialogue with true independence. The freedom to broadcast the truth is not free at all. So what is American Freedom Radio worth to you? The empowering information with fun, honest and pure integrity behind it provides an example to follow. Friendships to flourish with the moral altruism that pulls no punches. The hosts sacrifice and show remarkable discipline in their duty to deliver quality radio in service to the community with strength, wisdom, and loyalty. The founders of AFR wish to thank you personally for sharing your views and insights to make the best radio and alternative media. Now it's time for you to give something back and play a vital role in the future of America. Be as generous with us as we've been with you. Click on the donate banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com or volunteer by emailing AmericanFreedomRadio@ymail.com. Vaccines, psychotropic drugs, and artillery batteries not included. Has your heart been pounding? Feel short of breath? Got high blood pressure or problems sleeping? Heart disease is a leading cause of death. Being surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and poisoned water has a cumulative effect as we enter later life. Medications that only address symptoms ensure these problems persist, while your family and finances suffer. It's time to work with the body and its own innate ability to heal itself. Heart and Body Extract is a natural, organic herbal supplement that restores balance. A heart attack could be just around the corner. Spare your loved ones pain and fear. Protect yourself, protect your health with Heart and Body Extract. With a lifetime money-back guarantee, you have no excuse. Order a two-month supply today. Call toll-free 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
Practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Your life, as it has been, is over.
Don't miss the Middle Chamber with Freighter X on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift, Saturday night, 6 p.m. Central.
When facing common trouble, when whole town is screwed, we become actually human, act like Prometheus would. Suddenly there is more humor in a party tabber style. People ringing one another, yo man, how is your blackout? Suddenly there is more music made with buckets in a park. Girls are dancing with a flashlight, I got only one guitar. And you see brothers and sisters all engaged in sport of hell, making merry out of nothing like in refugee camp. Whoa, yeah, whoa, no. It doesn't have to be so. It is possible anytime, anywhere, even without any dough. Whoa, yeah, whoa, no. It doesn't have to be so. The forces of creative mind.
Okay, welcome back, everybody.
And you think, all right now, people...
Middle Chamber, I am your host, Freighter X. We're talking with Mark Passio, and he has a website called whatonearthishappening.com. His report to us tonight is the epitome of the thuggery, the jackbooted thuggery that we are all being subjected to on a regular basis. It was last week, I was talking to Alex Ansari, who will be with us the second hour, and I was talking about my report with regards to the handling I received traveling through public transportation back home after the conference. The stark contrast between the sense of community, mutual cooperation, and egalitarian, you know, universal family of humanity that I felt at the Free Your Mind conference versus what I would call welcome to Thunderdome in the public transportation stations traveling back from Philadelphia to Massachusetts. And the handling by not only the security forces, TSA, but also by the general bus drivers and other people serving the general public. Now, what I finally did was remind the bus driver that we, the general public, pay your checks, sir, and we deserve some sort of respect and the kind of, oh, I don't know, positive regard that an individual should receive who's helping to support another's history. You know, and as we are all together in a community here, a society, if you will. So, Mark, I'd like you to take a moment, if you're still with us, I believe you are, to give us the breakdown about authority, especially with regards to our present state in America, and the claims of jurisdiction by those who would rule us, Mark.
See, this is what needs to be fundamentally understood and is still not understood by most people. The concept of authority in itself is a fundamentally flawed axiom. No one is an authority over anyone else. There is no such thing in nature as man being an authority over other men in any way, shape, or form. This is an axiomatically flawed concept. That means that it's an underlying belief structure that is flawed. It's a flawed foundation. And now you're building other beliefs on top of it, such as these people have these rights. And, oh, they're telling people they don't have these rights, so we have to give them permission to do harm and violence to those people who are trying to exercise those rights, and they're claiming that they don't have them. See, the magic in all of the mind control that's going on, the dark magic, if you will, the sorcery that has been done to the minds of humanity is twofold. They have convinced the majority of humanity that we as individuals do not possess rights that we actually do possess in nature, in reality. We have these rights. They can never be taken away. They can never be granted by man. They can never be taken by man. They are natural birthrights of the Creator. They are birthrights by the nature of our birth into the universe given to us by the Creator of the universe, whatever you happen to think that force is. But they are not man-made. They are not given or granted by man and hence cannot be alienated from us by man. The second part of the mind control sorcery, if you want to call it that, is that they have convinced us through this concept of authority that a subsegment of humanity possesses rights which in reality they actually do not possess. So they're telling us we don't have rights that we do, while simultaneously telling us that we have to bow down to the authority and acknowledge certain rights that other people only possess in their own mind and in the mind of other people who believe this erroneous claim, which is based in the logical fallacy called authority, that some people can be turned into other people's slaves, that they have to obey what other people tell them, even if they're not harming anybody else. So there are people who think that it's legitimate what happened to me, that these people legitimately did the violence that they did to me and my wife today. They actually believe that nonsense, that these people who had no right to do this in reality, some people still believe that they had this right somehow. You know, and I would say, well, if somebody else walked through this public area and said, you don't have a right to do this, give me your flyers, they seized our property, which I put out there, you know, from my own effort, paper that I bought, ink that I purchased and printed here in my home, and did not return that property to me. I was stolen from. My rights were stolen from me today, and my property was stolen from me today. But see, the thing is, more and more people are waking up to how this twofold scam works, and you could see they're recognizing there were live people. I mean, living beings were present. You could see in their eyes they were alive. And they were watching and witnessing and learning, but you could see in their face they understood what I was saying. And you could even see in the faces of these automaton robot thugs that are following a program, they knew how wrong they were. They wouldn't look me in the eyes. Wouldn't look me in the face. Because they knew they were hearing the voice of truth. And I said that to them. I said, you can't stand up to this power. This power is beyond you because it's rooted in truth. This is the voice of truth speaking to you. And I said, you know you're in the wrong. So do all these people who witnessed this. They know you're in the wrong and you had no right to do this. And you know you're in the wrong. I kept repeating that. You know that you're in the wrong. You know that you're in the wrong, and not one of them challenged me on that. Not one. Because these are scared, fearful little boys who have trauma issues psychologically. That's what led them to a job where they're seeking this bullshit power called authority. Okay? They're just trying to make themselves feel good because they have unresolved traumatic issues deep nested in the subconscious mind that they never dealt with and brought to the conscious level and healed. These are broken individuals. They're scarred individuals. They're damaged goods. These are damaged people who need psychological help. They are really messed up in the head. They're brain damaged, too, from the food that they eat, from the media that they take in, from the indoctrination that they've been through in their lives, and from these unresolved traumatic issues that they've never dealt with, and also feelings of inadequacy in many ways, because they don't feel that they have an intellect that is built up, and they don't have true self-worth. There's no real self-respect. A person who doesn't have true self-respect, they're looking to externalize powers in some form or fashion and then gain power over other people. That's what makes them feel good about themselves in some petty, nonsensical way, like a little child. It's so sad. These aren't even human beings. I feel so bad for them. And I'm not trying to dehumanize anybody. I'm saying something that is fundamentally human has been taken from these people. And they're subhuman in their psyche, in their psychological makeup, their emotional makeup, in their spiritual makeup. And they think they're going to intimidate...
I'm sorry. I just wanted to comment on a couple points you've made. You know, when you talk about the inadequacy issues that many law enforcement and other military personnel experience, I think that what we see here is these are people who have been, in fact, defeated by the same violent, coercive tactics that you experience today. And this is why it springs forth, this inadequacy issues spring forth from having their own will defeated so long ago by the very same violent coercive tactics. And then on top of it, the real human beings that you speak of that were witnessing this event, they are beholding in full technicolor the only effective tactic that our overlords employ against us, which is that same violent coercion. When faced with the truth, when faced with individuals who are fighting for their rights, who are speaking out against atrocities, against the violation of civil rights across the board, violent coercion is the only response they have.
That's right, because they cannot stand in the power of truth and, you know, in the level of consciousness they are standing, they cannot defeat that power. It's impossible. No one can defeat that power. And more people are waking up to this. More and more people are waking up to it. You know, the concept that we have to understand here is a right that is unexercised, is a right that is lost, that is taken from you, that is usurped. We have to stand within our rights and say no. See, they kept trying to ask me if I understand them, and I said no. And that's the word of all power, ladies and gentlemen, the lost word. The lost word of Freemasonry is the word no. This is the word of all power. And I could see, I looked right in their eyes when I would say no to them. I do not understand. Right in their eyes, and I could see there's no power there at all in them. It was like you could see the fearful little boy inside them. They know they're standing up against the power of truth, and they have no chance.
That's
but they're fearful.
Daunting for them because they're not used to probably such direct, informed resistance.
No. I said, you picked the wrong person today, gentlemen, because you picked someone who understands what rights are and what they are not. That's what I said. You know, they're constantly trying to get you to admit that they have some sort of jurisdiction over you. We could talk about, the word jurisdiction. People say this word, they don't even know what it means or where it comes from. You know, it's based on Latin words.
Yeah.
The word juris is the genitive or the possessive form of the Latin noun jus. Jus means law, J-U-S, pronounced jus. Juris means of the law. Okay? So then you have dictare from diction. Diction is speech. Okay? So then you, that comes from the word, the noun in Latin, dictare, which means to speak. So to speak the law, or in other words, the law is what we speak that it is, what we say it is. That's what jurisdiction is. It's the concept that man is going to write and speak the law and say what the law is, when man can never speak the law. Man can only discover laws that already exist in nature. This is what we have to understand. This is what natural law or the spiritual laws that govern behavior are about, the spiritual laws of consciousness, what I've called natural law in the past, but really they are cosmic or universal spiritual laws that govern the consequences of our behavior, of our consciousness in general, the spiritual, the universal spiritual laws of consciousness. Okay? We need to understand those laws are always in effect and can never be taken out of effect. It's an impossibility to do an end run around them. It's an impossibility for them not to be in effect. It's an impossibility for you not to be bound by those universal laws which govern behavior. When man tries to usurp the position of nature's law, these universal laws of consciousness, he is doing something that is so in violation of the entire consciousness of the universe. What he's doing is he's saying, I'm going to usurp the bound conditions of the entire universe. Or in other words, I'm going to usurp the laws of God. And I don't really care. I could care less, folks, if you have a problem with that word because you're an atheist. Deal with it. Okay? This universe is governed by laws. Whether you understand it or not, like it or not, accept it or not, they are. It is. Not because I say it is, because it is. That is truth. I can discover that truth. I can learn about how it operates, and I could speak it to others. It's not true because I say it is. It's true because it's something that is inherent to creation, and that can never be usurped by man, no matter how long he tries, no matter how effective his persuasive argument to the contrary is, or no matter how many people accept his erroneous claims. And that's all jurisdiction is. It's a claim that's erroneous. It's not based in truth. It's nonsense. It isn't real, based in reality. It's based in the whim of somebody who thinks that they own another person. So they will say what the law is. And oh, if this happens to be one of your rights and I don't like it, I can turn it into a wrong and say you can't do it anymore. And I'm going to punish you if you do. Well, you can think all you want that you can do that, but that'll never make it true. You know, you can't turn a right into a wrong any more than you could turn a wrong into a right. You can write down, I'm allowed to roast babies on a spit and eat them, throw some barbecue sauce on them and then eat them. But that'll never make it true in reality. No more than you can say, this person may not engage in free discourse with another human being. And you can write that down all you want, and that'll never make it reality, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, Mark, well, hold on one moment. We're going to go to our next break. We'd like to continue with this. We're talking to Mark Passio from whatonearthishappening.com. Stay tuned, everybody. The Middle Chamber with Freighter X from America's Freedom Radio, which is your gateway to the world. We'll be right back.
1973 was a year rich in dark and turbulent history, but through all the global and political turmoil, a shining light was born. The first celebration pipes were created on Lai'i Point in Oahu, Hawaii, 40 years later, and CelebrationPipes.com is marking their anniversary with a beautiful new finish in Victory Green. Celebration pipes are functional jewelry for the mind. Each lava stoneware pipe is noka oi, and still handcrafted by DePiper himself, fired twice and plated in 22 karat gold, then finished with more precious metals and lusters. Choose from pure gold, platinum, opal, black coral, purple haze, Hanalei blue, or Rastafire. And now the 40th anniversary, Victory Green. Many celebrities and heroes of the legalization movement have commissioned their pipes from CelebrationPipes.com, including Aerosmith, Bob Marley and the Wailers, Colin Young, Capone, Cheech and Chong, Daryl Hannah, Keith Struve, Willie Nelson, Fleetwood Mac, Harold Jefferson Starship, Marley. Come and see all the beautiful pipes and get your 40th anniversary Victory Green Celebration Pipe at CelebrationPipes.com.
Have you been feeling off lately? Tired, depressed, or in pain? Maybe you've tried doctors and medications without luck. What if you could try something different and natural? Something that helps your body actually heal itself. I'm Trina, and I want to share with you something amazing I've discovered. RNA drops are a groundbreaking invention for alternative health. I had a rotator cuff injury from softball, and I didn't really want surgery. My cousin told me to try the RNA drops. I wasn't sure what to think, but kept an open mind. And after using the drops, I was completely healed and could throw the softball again. There's something about these drops. I had problems with anxiety and speaking in front of people. Those fears are all gone now. I also noticed more energy, and a surprising side effect for me was an increased libido. You can try RNA drops for free for a limited time. Go to trinasgooddrops.com and claim your free bottle. Pay only shipping and handling. Resolve to be good to yourself and get your free sample of RNA drops at trinasgooddrops.com.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroys information. And religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What you hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
Has your heart been pounding? Feel short of breath? Got high blood pressure or problems sleeping? Heart disease is a leading cause of death. Being surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and poisoned water has a cumulative effect as we enter later life. Medications that only address symptoms ensure these problems persist while your family and finances suffer. It's time to work with the body and its own innate ability to heal itself. Heart and Body Extract is a natural, organic herbal supplement that restores balance. A heart attack could be just around the corner. Spare your loved ones pain and fear. Protect yourself. Protect your health with Heart and Body Extract. With a lifetime money-back guarantee, you have no excuse. Order a two-month supply today. Call toll-free 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Here every Saturday night, 6 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. We're talking with Mark Passio from whatonearthishappening.com. He's given us a very disturbing report of the state of affairs in the streets of Philly. And this is in the wake of such an enlightening and mind and consciousness elevating experiences we had last month at the Free Your Mind Conference. This is a stark contrast, I believe, to the kind of hope and vision that was generated by the attendees of the conference with regards to what was possible, what our true nature was, who we are, where we came from, and where we're going. And, you know, one of the things that Mark just got done mentioning right at the end of the last segment was the natural law. You know, there's seven principles of natural law that we've gone over many times. And we also call them the universal laws of consciousness. Well, what we know about these laws are that they are, in fact, phenomenologically inevitable, not unlike thermodynamics or gravity. Whether you choose to believe them or not, they govern the universe. If humanity chooses to ignore the true nature of reality, we will pay the price collectively. And what we see when we see people standing up for their rights, communicating with others in a peaceful manner, merely with the intent of bringing greater understanding to the nation that we are supposedly living in, which is supposed to be free based on our democratically, implied constitution, we see the truth of the state of affairs and how our state, this militarized, mobilized state that we are in today, really has no concern for civil rights, really has no concern for the truth, only has concern for obedience and commerce. Would you agree, Mark?
Absolutely. And Frieder, I just want to say you are a brilliant human being. You're a light in this world. And I want to say thank you so much for offering me the time here tonight to lay out some of these issues that we're wrestling with in our world today. Thanks so much for your generosity in that regard.
Well, Mark, of course, the feelings are extremely mutual. And everyone that knows me knows how much I respect you and your work as well. And, of course, anytime, you're always welcome here. And this issue is so very imperative, because the assumption, I was just talking to a close friend today about the fact that the assumption that all the answers are already known and only the authority out there claiming knows them, and that is not true. The answers are not already known in life. There are things that we need to discover. And one of the realities, one of the answers that we need to discover is the true nature of our government. And that's what folks like you in Philadelphia and other places around the country, thankfully, are coming forth and speaking out. And I hope that everyone listening to this show will not be afraid by what happened to you, that they will instead feel empowered. They will feel the imperative as well that we need to speak out. People come together. They cannot resist a unified front.
When this crowd gathered as I was speaking and explaining how all of their rights were being violated by what was being done to me and Barb today, you could see, you could feel the power of truth in those people, their courage of even coming and gathering there. Okay? Now, while they were simply witnessing the event and, recording it and everything, and not actually stopping what was being done to us, nonetheless, they were still standing there, and you could see the contempt on their face for what was being done, what they were witnessing. And you could feel that there's also that scared energy. The people who are doing this, they don't even really deeply support this. There's a couple of probably real psychopaths in there that just want to hurt people and just want to violate people's rights. But the general, energy coming off of these park police was shame. It was shame. You could feel it from them that they're like, somewhere in their mind, I know they're thinking, did we really sign up for this? Is this what we're supposed to be doing? Is this serving and protecting people? Is this creating any kind of a better world for ourselves or our children? Deep down inside, in the human being that's left, somewhere deep underneath that programming, it's there somewhere, in many of them. That's what they know. And that truth has to come up to the surface, and we need more people to start talking to these individuals. If you are within the sound of my voice and you know someone who is working for the control system in any capacity, you need to speak to them. The universe is spoken into existence. We are creating our reality collectively by the ideas that we are putting forward into our surroundings. We need to put these ideas up in front of people for their consideration and help them to understand it. Again, going back to this idea of jurisdiction, they constantly want to try to make you feel small. Like, oh, we're the authorities. You have to obey us. You can't do this because we said so. Even though you didn't hurt anybody, we're telling you you're not allowed to do this, which is taking away a right from someone, because if something is a right, it means it's an action that does not cause harm or fraud or loss to another person. Nothing we were doing was doing that to anybody in any way, and there were tons of people there who were attesting to that, saying they harmed no one, they did nothing but exercise their rights. That's it. And see, you know, this concept of them trying to get you to admit that you were wrong, they use the word understand. Do you understand? You have to tell them, no, I do not understand. That's where you take all your power back and you're standing in truth. If you didn't hurt anybody else, that's what you need to say. No, I do not understand. So I didn't take the citation from them. I refused to take the citation from them. They wanted to fine me for doing this. I said, I've done nothing wrong. You're not going to confiscate anything from me. I'm not going to willfully give over anything to you. I don't understand what you're handing me. I don't understand what you're saying to me. Okay? And I'm not taking that from you. No matter what you say or do, you cannot force me to take that from your hand. Okay? So when I said that, they said, well, then a warrant will be issued for your arrest at some future point. Imagine this, folks. They're telling me they're going to come and take my freedom, put me in cuffs again, take me to a jail cell because I did not take a piece of paper from someone else's hand. And you don't think you're a slave.
Wow.
Who's listening to this conversation right now? You don't think these people are claiming that they are your owners, telling me I'm going to be arrested at some future point, a warrant will go out for my arrest because I said I do not understand, and I'm not going to take a citation for a non-wrongdoing, for something that I did, an action I did that violated no one else's natural rights. This is where we're at. And that wasn't even the end of the violence. It was the end of the violence for my situation, but we walked over to another gathering, and a bunch of speakers were talking. It was called Smoke Down Prohibition, hosted by some other activists here in Philadelphia, N.A. Poe, Steve Miller, and others. And cops surrounded the entire square, okay, that this speech rally was taking place at, because people were going to light up joints at 4:20 in the afternoon today to say, this is a natural right. We are harming no one. This is something we have a right to put into our body if we choose. And you'd be surprised how many people there. I was engaging people that turned up for this rally and trying to explain to them that this dynamic of prohibition is about slavery. And, you know, I saw a lot of, you know, I don't want to bring this up to be divisive, but I saw a lot of dichotomy on this issue along racial lines. When you told a lot of African-American people and maybe even people of other minority ethnic persuasions that this issue is about slavery, there wasn't a lot of resistance to that notion. I told a lot of, you know, Caucasian individuals that this issue is about slavery, and they were getting uppity with me, saying, oh, no, it's not. You know, this is about us having a right to smoke weed. And I'm like, it's so much more than that, man. Don't you understand this? Don't you get the natural law issues here at stake, the rights issues here at stake? This is about a claim of ownership on your body. That's what prohibition is. This is a group of people telling you they own you. Look, if you own yourself, if you own your body, just like really try to get a little philosophical. I'm asking people to stretch their minds and think deeply about something for a minute. If you own your body, and I would make the claim each individual owns their body, hence the possessive term your or their, not mine. My body is mine. That's the possessive term that's applied to this physical form that I inhabit, that my consciousness inhabits. Your body is yours, brother. Each individual out there listening, your body belongs to you. It's your property. It doesn't belong to anyone else, because if it does, then you're their slave. The physical ownership of another person's body is called slavery. I don't think anybody's in, opposition to that definition.
Okay, Mark, powerful words, brother. WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com. Thank you for reporting this to us. Everyone, this is an imperative issue. Get out there, speak the truth. If you know law enforcement individuals, try to reason with them. Raise their level of consciousness. Thank you, Mark, for sharing with us.
Brother, thank you so much.
All right, we'll be right back with second hour. Alex Ansari from Outside the Box. Be right back, everyone. American Freedom Radio. Stay tuned.
American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
If you do not disperse, you may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
This is a point I think is very important to stress to those in uniform and to those in the dark suits in government who are serving the system while not actually instigating it, they're serving it. You have no power. I don't care if you're in the military. I don't care if you've got how many kind of stars on your uniform. I don't care what level of the police force you're in. I don't care if you're doing roadblocks. I don't care if you're pulling people off the street. I don't care what you're doing. You have no power. Your uniform has the power. Take your uniform off, put it in the wardrobe, where's your power? Go and get another job without that uniform, where's your power? You have no power. You are employed to animate that uniform, which is an extension of the state, and that's all you are, and therefore you are expendable.
We're ready for our first caller. Welcome, Debbie. Well, can you tell us a little bit about what the RNA drops are doing for you and what your experience is on them?
Oh, gosh, I've had so many experiences. The first effects I felt was I would take the drops before going off to the golf course to play in league or just to play, and I noticed my game was more precise, and my focus was there, and my eyes stayed right in the ball, and I hit the ball farther. My muscles seemed to work. My energy levels seemed to be up, and I'll tell you, I took a couple of strokes off my game.
I think that's incredible.
It's pretty exciting.
What are the other things that you have noticed on that?
Well, in my love life, I noticed that the focus and the energy level and the energy exchange that I have with my man has been amazing. I can actually feel the energy exchange from his body to my body.
That's great.
Just beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
And again, you can get those drops at TrinaSGoodDrops.com.
That's right.
TrinasGoodDrops.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Chamber. I am Freighter X talking. Well, we had Mark Passio on the first hour. That was an amazing. He basically just recounted an experience he had with Philadelphia law enforcement today, trying to speak the truth and spread the word with regards to the Federal Reserve banking system and basically the stranglehold that our government holds upon us through it and other means. And what he shared with us was a remarkable tale of just the kind of oppression through violence and coercion that we experience regularly now as a given. Seemingly, it's okay as far as the authority is concerned, the so-called authorities of our nation. It's okay to violate people's civil rights when they interfere with, you know, whatever imperative directive they're giving. So it's been just an enlightened first hour, and we're bringing Mark back into the conversation with Alex Ansary, who is gracious enough to join us this second hour. Now, for anyone who's not familiar with Alex Ansary, of course, he has a show right after mine, Saturday nights on American Freedom Radio, called Outside the Box. And Alex is also from Portland, Oregon, and we're going to hear about what he's been up to, you know, recently in his life. And also, we're going to probably reflect on some of the experiences that he had at the Free Your Mind Conference, because he was one of the speakers, and that's where I met him. And he'd like to continue the conversation with Mark as well, because this is such an imperative topic. Before we begin that conversation with Alex and Mark and myself, I'd just like to, you know, offer the usual thanks all around to our intergalactic house band, Systemic, for the great music that we have, as well as their support in general for this endeavor. I also want to thank all the supporters, listeners, and faithful followers of this show. Anyone who doesn't know, the address for the website of the show is middlechamberfx.wordpress.com. That's middlechamber, the letters fx.wordpress.com. Please make note of that and update your browsers. As I've often mentioned lately, the Secret Warden Society Freemasonry by yours truly is coming out this summer 2013 from SyncBook Press. That's at thesyncbook.com. And that sync is spelled S-Y-N-C. And that's still moving forward, everybody, so fret not. That book will make it to the shelves. Now, for real-time updates, follow me on Twitter at Freighter369, at Freighter, the numbers 369. And next in the middle chamber, May 25th, we have Lon Milo Duquette, who will return once again to discuss another awesome book of his called Understanding Aleister Crowley's Thoth Tarot. I've also received John Michael Greer's new book, Not the Future We Ordered, Peak Oil Psychology and the Myth of Progress, which we will have him back on in a while after I read that book to discuss. In June, we will have a psychic advisor named Tina Blankenship. Her website is tinablankenship.com. She'll be on to give us some insights, and we'll take some calls as well. It should be a really interesting show. It'll be the first time we've had such a guest, and I'm looking forward to how that's going to work out, and hopefully it'll be the first of many. So, as always, stay tuned for more awesome guests and fascinating topics here in the Middle Chamber. As always, brought to you by American Freedom Radio, the world's meeting place and your gateway to the world, as well as the place where truth resides. Weird Stuff Magazine's on sale now at freemantv.com. Go over there and purchase your copy. Stay tuned for more details with regards to the launch of an all-new media network called Freeman TV Network this summer as well. We're thinking August, I believe. Help support new media providers like Freeman at freemantv.com and all of your favorites. Help us, support us, help us save the fracking world, people. This is what it's all about. And that's why we need as much support as we can get. It's not because we're trying to profit here. It's because we're trying to stay above water, stay afloat, and bring this information. And, of course, all the powers and principalities of the air and the world out there are working against us. Mark Passio and his wife, helper in this fight, Barbara, they are people like you and I who are going forth, taking their lives into their hands, standing up for what's right, being abused in public like this is Nazi Germany or, you know, Soviet Russia. It's ridiculous. I was raised to believe that we live in a free country. How can this be happening, everyone? Wake up. This is what we're talking about. And finally, Freighter's pick this week is right in line with this. A public service address, a bit over the top, if you will. Be warned, there's aggressive delivery of foul language in this week's pick. But sometimes I think it is the best way to impress the point. So, on with the show now. As I said, we're going to bring Alex Ansari on, but I want to welcome Alex Ansari, of course. Alex, are you there?
Yes, Freighter. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to speak with you. I really enjoyed meeting you at the Free Your Mind Conference, and I felt like we had an instant rapport. We're both like-minded, kindred spirits in this fight for freedom, this information war that we are all thoroughly engaged in and committed to. Before we get into our amazing conversation we've been having already with Mark Passio, there is a listener who's been patiently waiting to join the conversation and have, you know, had some things they'd like to throw in there to basically offer their insight into what's going on. So without any more delay, I'd like to welcome CB from Massachusetts into the middle chamber with Alex Ansari and with Mark Passio, who is also unmuted and on the line. Go ahead, CB. What do you have for us?
Oh, man. How you doing tonight?
Doing excellent. How about yourself?
I'm doing awesome, and Mark, it's been a pleasure listening to you tonight, and I'm right with you there, man. I mean, I've got the... Oh, boy. You said a mouthful, and every single mouthful I swallowed, and, man, it went straight to my head, and I'm right there with you. I mean, people have to wake up and smell the coffee. Really, smell the coffee, and get out of their haze that they've been... onto, and you know, it's just incredible how complacent people have begun. how complacent they have been, just in, you know, day-to-day lives, and sucked into this this media frenzy of the iPhone and the whatever distractions they can throw at us that we can suck up, you know, like candy for kids. You know, they think they can get away with it. Well, it's not. They can't get away with it anymore. And I can't say enough about you, Mark, and Frater, and all of you comrades in arms tonight and over all the other nights of the shows and interviews and the Free Your Mind conference. You know, it's a wake-up call. Wake up, people! Let's wake up! And yeah. I can't agree with you more. And so, and Mark was talking about the neo-fascist police state, and it, you know, he's not friggin' kidding. I mean, I'm like 80 miles from Boston, and when the crap hit the fan, I was at work, and I didn't know until about like 5:30 what had happened at the Marathon bombings. But Mark and all you listeners out there, from a local perspective, I mean, there was an inordinate amount of military hardware and police presence there that was just really suspicious to me. I mean, how were they able to coordinate this and get this all together within, what, 6 hours or less? Or,
I would say they were doing it a lot longer than that, because this was obviously an orchestrated event to do a test about, will people accept the controls of martial law when we bring it on by whatever orchestrated fear-based ritual that we decide that we're going to concoct today. You know, that's what this all was. It was a test. That's what the whole Boston bombings was about. It was about a test for martial law. And you could tell that this is within their game plan in the very near future. And people, like you said, really need to wake up to this whole control system and understand that it doesn't care about you. It's not there to protect you. It's there to take your rights and ultimately make you a slave. That's all it really comes down to.
Yeah.
Excellent point. Excellent point, Mark. Alex, anything to share on that?
Well, the Boston bombing, what's interesting about that is it took place 5 days after a solar flare. And one of the things that I was discussing in my presentation at the Free Mind Conference, and one of the things that I bring up on a regular basis on Outside the Box Radio, is that we see a number of staged events taking place around the time of sunspots, or the peak part of the solar cycle. And it's interesting because this week we saw three X-class solar flares, an X1,
four.
X2,
four,
and X3, four actually, in a short span of time that erupted from the sun's eastern limb. So I've been fairly offline this week because I don't have internet where I live, but I'm really curious to see what events took place this week.
Well, that's a great point. You know, Alex, I don't know if you're familiar with the Foundation for the Study of Cycles. I believe I mentioned it to you at the Free Your Mind Conference, but that's something you might want to check out, because they've actually spent a lot of time correlating data from places like the Department of Commerce, using statistical production levels throughout American history back to, I believe, before the Hoover administration, and they came up with a correlative trend between the solar activities and the peaks and lows in production. And they set up this foundation, which it's amazing. I think it's basically a predictive system that it's going right in line with what your research is showing.
Can I come in here? Am I still live here? Hello?
Sure, go ahead.
In the work of Edward Dewey, I believe that he was the founder of that.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely need to get some more literature on the topic. It's definitely something very, very interesting. I want to go ahead and let the caller finish what they were asking.
Okay.
Go ahead,
so,
TV.
Yeah. So what I was saying is that, maybe it was even like 2 hours after the bombings occurred that there was massive presence of an astronomical number of divisions of police forces in the city. And then they locked it down. They locked Boston down, for crying out loud. What the hell is that all about? That's what I'm saying. My God. And then I heard stories, and I kid you not, okay, story after story about, like, friggin' stormtroopers, you know, coming in, kicking people out of their houses, putting them into, taking them to areas, because they had to search the houses for these supposed suspects. That's total BS, man. That's total BS. Total violation of personal rights. You know, I am really upset about this. Really, really upset about it. I mean, people, and you know, day to day, people are like, oh, well, they were just making sure. Safe. Yeah, bull crap they are.
They were just coming into people's property without warrants, without any due cause, no cause to be there, saying they're looking for somebody. You're looking for two people with pressure cookers and pellets? You're going to violate an entire city's rights to be secure in their own property?
Oh, Watertown and Cambridge and, oh, my God. I mean, I heard story after story. It's all over YouTube.
It's just unbelievable.
Cambridge was notoriously the seat of civil rights unrest and insurrection during the 60s. The right, I mean, people have looked back in history. You find that still is a hotbed for dissent and noncompliance. So it seems rather remarkable to me, this new stepped-up tactic of, like you said, looking for two individuals. Come on, this is ridiculous.
It almost seems as this is the control system's death throes. They realize so much, they're so in fear, the people are recognizing it's all illegitimate, and it's all going to be coming down, and these people are just so fearful, because ultimately what it comes down to, and I say this over and over again, the people who support this control system, they don't want personal responsibility for their own actions. They think they could magically somehow give this away to an entity called authority that is going to tell them what they can and cannot do, or what they should or should not do. These are how order followers' minds work. They say, I don't want personal responsibility. I want somebody else to tell me how I should behave. And then I just follow that order. Sure.
Let me cut in here, and I'm going to give you a, because I'm in a jolly mood at the moment. sheeple. Sheeple. What do the sheeple want? We want to be led. We don't want to be our own persons. And you know, Mark, as I really liked your point in the first segment of the show about military personnel being re-returned back in society, especially police forces. Okay,
CB, sorry, I had to cut you off, but we're going to our first break in the second hour, and we're talking with one of the callers, CB, Mark Passio, and Alex Ansary from Outside the Box here in the Middle Chamber on American Freedom Radio. And when we return, we're going to continue to speak about this imperative issue with regards to the militarization of our society. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
Did you get a red light camera ticket? Red light cameras are a scam. The government and their corporate interests want you to believe they are about safety, but in reality they generate billions of dollars for private security firms like Redflex Incorporated, robbing you of time, money and energy. Don't let the flash steal your cash. At killredlightcameras.com, you can purchase a copy of You Don't Have to Pay, How Anyone Can Beat a Red Light Camera Ticket the Easy Way by Red Light Camera Crusader, Rory Joseph Brown. Rory figured out the secret that the courts, police, and private camera companies don't want you to know. That in fact, these cameras are unconstitutional. You Don't Have to Pay as a field guide to go from receiving your ticket in the mail to beating it in court in three easy steps. Hurry, act now. Go to killredlightcameras.com. Available in both PDF and Kindle versions. If you know your rights, you don't have to pay.
Are chemtrail geoengineering programs changing our weather and destroying our environment? Why in the world are they spraying?
They want to create a storm in the southeast, then they'll start engineering out over the North Pacific. That's where the trailies will be.
Find out why critics are calling Why in the World Are They Spraying the most important film that is revolutionizing the environmental movement. Go to whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com for more information.
It's just going to get worse until the point where we're not going to be able to grow anything at all unless it's a Monsanto genetically modified abiotic stress resistant seed.
Why in the World Are They Spraying? New international version with languages available from around the world. Go to whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com for more information.
It's all about money, and weather is another form of commoditizing, a way the Central Command Group can commoditize another form of our life.
Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
You're listening to AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the network who perseveres in delivering intelligent debate, constructive dialogue with true independence. The freedom to broadcast the truth is not free at all. So what is American Freedom Radio worth to you? The empowering information with fun, honest and pure integrity behind it provides an example to follow. Friendships to flourish with the moral altruism that pulls no punches. The hosts sacrifice and show remarkable discipline in their duty to deliver quality radio and service to the community with strength, wisdom, and loyalty. The founders of AFI wish to thank you personally for sharing your views and insights to make the best radio and alternative media. Now it's time for you to give something back and play a vital role in the future of America. Be as generous with us as we've been with you. Click on the donate banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com or volunteer by emailing AmericanFreedomRadio@ymail.com. Vaccines, psychotropic drugs, and artillery batteries not included.
Has your heart been pounding? Feel short of breath? Got high blood pressure or problems sleeping? Heart disease is a leading cause of death. Being surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and poisoned water has a cumulative effect as we enter later life. Medications that only address symptoms ensure these problems persist, while your family and finances suffer. It's time to work with the body and its own innate ability to heal itself. Heart and Body Extract is a natural, organic herbal supplement that restores balance. A heart attack could be just around the corner. Spare your loved ones pain and fear. Protect yourself, protect your health with Heart and Body Extract. With a lifetime money-back guarantee, you have no excuse. Order a two-month supply today. Call toll-free 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com.
Warning. 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 American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Revolutionary discovery changes your DNA and restores perfect cells. Listen to Transcension every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
We back. Yeah, we are now. Welcome back, everyone. This is the Middle of the Chamber. I'm Freighter X talking with, well, Alex Ansary is our guest for the second hour from Outside the Box. Check out his show, which we'll pick up in a half an hour after this broadcast. If you stay right here on American Freedom Radio, you'll be able to hear the 2 hours of Alex Ansary's Outside the Box. Alex, who are you going to have on this week?
This week, Leah Alicia Pell from the website FearOrLove.com is my guest, and she's going to bring some positive insights to the program tonight. She's aware of many conspiracy realities taking place, and unlike most New Agers that don't want to look at the dark side, Leah has a lot of positive information and insight to share with the audience as to how we can empower our lives in light of the information that we know, and I feel like that's very, very important to stay empowered, to stay positive, and keep moving forward no matter what we read in the papers or on the internet. So I'm looking forward to talking to Leah. It's been a few years, but she's an old friend of mine, and I met her down in Austin back in 2005. when I went down to Austin and met Freeman and met Galen Ross and met a couple other Austinites like Jack Blood. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, that's great. That sounds like a great show. And, you know, one of the points you made in the last segment that I just wanted to come back around to was talking about solar flare activity and, you know, solar activity, sunspots and all these things, and the correlation between false flag events which occur. And I think if we couple that with Mark's statement with regards to his assessment that we are entering a phase in which the powers that should not be are in their death throes. They're becoming desperate to step up the violence, to step up the fear, the coercion through fear. So we have to resist through non-compliance, everyone, through self-empowerment, integration, critical thinking. This is the key. Listening to the research of those who have gone before us and have correlated the data and have us have available to us not only the truth about these situations, but offering solutions. And that's why Alex Ansari's show is such a great place to listen, to find out not only the truth of the situation, but how he's exploring solutions. And then we talk about Mark Passio, who's joined with us tonight from whatonearthishappening.com. Mark Passio will be offering a unique six-class seminar this summer right in Philadelphia, which, Mark, is that still open for admission, your natural law seminar?
Yes, it is. It will be open for enrollment for another week until May 25th, and you can get more information about the seminar on natural law that I'll be conducting this summer at whatonearthishappening.com and clicking the top item in the most recent news section on the left-hand side of the website.
Excellent. So that is something. Boy, I wish I could make it for that entire seminar. I'm hoping you're going to let me audit at least one phase of it when I show up for the Million Volt March, right, in July in Philadelphia?
Absolutely, during the Tesla Energy Independence celebrations for this year. Certainly.
Looking forward to that as well. And anyone else in the Philly area who, like Mark said, if you're interested in getting out there to check out this information, then check out whatonearthishappening.com. Correct, Mark?
That's right.
All right. Now, do we still have CB on the line? He's still with us, caller?
I am still here.
Excellent. Now, I kind of wanted to move forward in the direction. Now, Mark, you mentioned... Well, you mentioned the smoke down event that was occurring simultaneously with the what you were involved with today. Could you go into a little bit more detail about what occurred there, what you witnessed, and what you received from other onlookers with regards to that?
Yeah, I was talking about this at the very end of the last hour, and I just actually got word that it looks like some of the people that were arrested were activists, big-name activists. Adam Kokesh was arrested at this rally. He was in Philadelphia for the End the Fed March. And he seems to have been arrested by police at the Smoke Down Prohibition rally. So the police have ignored this. You know, the whole city of Philadelphia has ignored this for the last four times. This has been the fifth time they've had this rally. And now on this one, you know, it got national attention on 420, on April 20th, they did one. Now they've decided they're going to send in police and conduct violence against peaceful people smoking a leaf. You know, and there's a lot of people who are still on the other side of the fence when it comes to the prohibition issue because they don't understand self-ownership to the extent that they need to. Like I was saying at the end of the last hour, if you own yourself, if you are the owner of your own body, if anyone else is telling you what you can or must put into your body or what you must not put into your body, if they're saying you cannot put this substance into your physical body, that in and of itself is a claim of ownership over your body. What you're saying, what that person is saying to you is you don't own your body and therefore get to make the decision about what does or does not go into it. I own your body and I will tell you what does or does not go into it. And ladies and gentlemen, that is as clear of a definition of slavery as any other definition that anyone will give you. That is the claim of the physical ownership on another person's body, and you need to understand prohibition in that light, in that sense. And this is the problem. People think it's all just about a preference. Well, I like this substance or don't like that substance, or I think people act funny on this substance or that substance. Putting a substance into your body is a natural right because you own your body. Okay, you can make the argument if somebody goes and does something that is immoral after ingesting a substance, yes, they would have to be held to account for that action that they took. But for the possession or ingestion of a substance is a natural right, and it is based on the principle of self-ownership. Now, Adam Kokesh was arrested at the Smokedown Prohibition Rally here in Philadelphia. I just learned that moments ago. And it looks like the local activist, N.A. Poe, who hosted the rally, was also arrested. I was not taking place in the actual smoking of cannabis at this rally. No one touched me during the event. They were going, the police were going after and handcuffing anybody that was actively engaged in smoking marijuana. I'm not even sure Adam was, because from what I'm reading here in this article on IntelliHub right now, it looks like they just targeted him and said, oh, he's you know, a leader in this cause, and just decided to arrest him just for standing there. Because I didn't see Adam lighting up anything at the rally. He was simply watching the speakers.
Well, the good news is Adam reaches a lot of people, so there's going to be a lot of awareness in terms of this issue, but it definitely is concerning. But I want to state on a side note, you know, I don't know Mark that well, but I've just gotten to know him recently, and I woke up last night concerned about Mark for some reason because I knew that what on earth is happening was down, but I haven't been online to really know why. And it may have been just some other reason, but it was on my consciousness that something was wrong. So I'm looking forward to hearing more details about that. I'll go back and listen to the first hour of this radio show when I'm able to download it. But I remember walking with Mark on South Street in Philadelphia. We bumped into one of his friends who was discussing sharing with us and Mark some government harassment because of the use of the word sovereignty. And after we left, Mark and I walked for about 20 minutes back towards his neighborhood, and there was a couple following us. Now, I don't like to be paranoid and assume someone's watching us, and, you know, there's really no point in us being afraid, but there was something odd about it. So that's also something that I wonder whether there was something more to the couple that was following us listening to what we were saying.
Yeah, to quickly address that, Alex, my site was down for some technical reasons, which I resolved with my hosting provider, so it's back up online and working properly now. So there were no overt reasons for concern in that capacity. It was just a technical glitch that occurred. But regarding the people, I do recall the people that you're talking about after you had mentioned them initially to me. I caught them from my peripheral vision. And to my knowledge, from what I could gather, they were interested in what we were talking about and kind of just tailed us a little bit to hear what the conversation was about, and then they went their own way. I don't necessarily think it was anything that was sinister or, some kind of surveillance or anything like that. That's my own take on it. It seemed like they kind of grafted onto what we were saying and wanted to eavesdrop a little bit, at least to me.
Okay, listen, go ahead, Alex.
Oh, I just want to say I'm sure the great work of Mark Passio, though, is reaching a lot of people at this time, and that's a very, very good thing. There's a lot of people that have heard about the Free Your Mind Conference, you know, and there was some concern that some people sent me in terms of emails that maybe there would be some provocateurs there. And even if there were, the fact of the matter is, as David Icke says, a person cannot unhear something once they have heard it. So the good news is, even though there might be some surveillance here and there, as long as we're speaking in the truth and we're walking in the light, there's really nothing to fear. So
that's right.
Exactly.
That's exactly right, and well said.
Sorry about that, Mark, but I wanted to let everyone know, anyone listening to this show who is interested in hearing more from Mark Passio, aside from the volume of podcasts that you can find at the website, you know, once it's totally working properly. We're also going to have media from Mark Passio available at ConspiracyCon in San Francisco, June 1st and 2nd. I personally would be at the Freeman TV Radio.com table, and I'm really excited to say that we're going to be offering his, what are we going to have, Mark? Your lecture on The Matrix Decoded, are we going to have the PowerPoint presentation for Free Your Mind? And
I probably will not be able to get that one out there in time. I'm going to probably give you three videos. I'll give you the Matrix Trilogy Decoded that I did as part of the fundraiser for the Free Your Mind 2 conference, one of the fundraisers. I'll also have the video that I did as part of a MUFON, Mutual UFO Network, group. They had a conference back in 2012, and I spoke at that with some great activists in the UFO and exopolitics research fields. So I did a presentation there called Morality and Disclosure. I'll have that on DVD. And I'll have a short presentation that I gave as part of the Tesla Memorial Conference that was given by the Tesla Science Foundation in New York City at the beginning of this year. My presentation was called Abundance, Scarcity, From Scarcity to Abundance. So I'll have those three DVDs pressed for your appearance at ConspiracyCon.
Oh, that's excellent. Now, we have another caller on the line, so I wanted to bring this other caller in and see what they had to share. Area code 785, you're live in the middle chamber with Mark Passio, Alex Ansari, and Freighter X. Go ahead. What do you have for us?
Hello?
Yes, you're live. Go ahead.
Freighter X?
Yes, you're live. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. I'm calling to say hey, you know, I've listened to your show a couple times. It's funny you're talking about government harassment. I'm being harassed, and I know you wouldn't believe. My mother died a couple months ago, and I got this cousin, my brother's there. I was talking about being Masons and Shriners and who they know and all this crap. And you know, I've got police going up and down the street talking to my neighbors, looking into the suspicious nature of my mother's death, even though the medical professionals that tended to her and cared to her and everybody else said I did a wonderful job taking care of her. But, you know, people can use their connections. They are who they are, you know, and police, they don't care about justice.
That's unfortunate, you know, and I mean, this is the kind of examples that we're going to, you know, we see more and more today. It's there is no justice involved in this kind of treatment. Any thoughts on this, Mark?
You know, it all comes down to this power structure wanting to protect their power at all costs. They've gotten used to things being this way and think that they can hold the consciousness of the people of this world in this unnatural, artificial condition forever. And what I keep trying to explain to people is we have to let this all go. We have to stop holding attachment to things that do not serve us as a people and let this system collapse. You know, even if it means that there's a potential for chaos, this was a big part of my talk at the Free Your Mind conference. When we fear chaos, the possibility of chaos, we actually are afraid of true freedom. There cannot be true freedom without the possibility of chaos, because true freedom implies all possibilities are open and on the table, and we can create whatever we want. So we have to get out of that fear-based consciousness, that fear of chaos constantly eating at us. That's what all these people who want to see this control system held up. They don't want the responsibility of choosing right from wrong and knowing the difference between those two things. We have to know what our rights are, because we know the difference between right and wrong. That's where the word right comes from. A right is something that is not a wrong. So in order for you to know your rights, you need to know what wrongs are. You need to know what actions you don't have a right to take because they do cause harm to other people. And this is the responsibility human beings do not want. They think that they can get away with remaining eternal infants in spiritual consciousness. They think they could, you know, refuse the knowledge of right and wrong forever and never take that on to themselves as their own responsibility to exercise that judgment. Can't be done.
All right.
Mother Force is moving us.
Yet another break, everyone. Thank you, Mark Passio. When we return, we'll get Alex Ansari's thoughts on this. Stay tuned, everyone.
Later.
Little Chamber. We'll be right back.
...1973 was a year rich in dark and turbulent history. But through all the global and political turmoil, a shining light was born. The first Celebration Pipes were created on La'i Point in Oahu, Hawaii, 40 years later. And CelebrationPipes.com is marking their anniversary with a beautiful new finish in Vickery Green. Celebration Pipes are functional jewelry for the mind. Each lava stoneware pipe is noka oi, and still handcrafted by DePiper himself. Fired twice and plated in 22-karat gold, then finished with more precious metals and lusters. Choose from pure gold, platinum, opal, black coral, purple haze, Hanalei blue, or Rastafire. And now the 40th anniversary of Vickery Green. Many celebrities and heroes of the legalization movement have commissioned their pipes from CelebrationPipes.com, including Aerosmith, Bob Marley and the Wailers, Colin Young, Capone, Cheech and Chong, Daryl Hannah, Keith Struve, Willie Nelson, Fleetwood Mac, Harold Jefferson, Starship, Marley. Come and see all the beautiful pipes and get your 40th anniversary Vickery Green Celebration Pipe at CelebrationPipes.com.
Have you been feeling off lately? Tired, depressed, or in pain? Maybe you've tried doctors and medications without luck. What if you could try something different and natural? Something that helps your body actually heal itself. I'm Trina, and I want to share with you something amazing I've discovered. RNA drops are a groundbreaking invention for alternative health. I had a rotator cuff injury from softball, and I didn't really want surgery. My cousin told me to try the RNA drops. I wasn't sure what to think, but kept an open mind. And after using the drops, I was completely healed and could throw the softball again. There's something about these drops. I had problems with anxiety and speaking in front of people. Those fears are all gone now. I also noticed more energy, and a surprising side effect for me was an increased libido. You can try RNA drops for free for a limited time. Go to trinasgooddrops.com and claim your free bottle. Pay only shipping and handling. Resolve to be good to yourself and get your free sample of RNA drops at trinasgooddrops.com.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroys information. And religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
Well, you ever hear about this country? It's our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
Has your heart been pounding? Feel short of breath? Got high blood pressure or problems sleeping? Heart disease is a leading cause of death. Being surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and poisoned water has a cumulative effect as we enter later life. Medications that only address symptoms ensure these problems persist while your family and finances suffer. It's time to work with the body and its own innate ability to heal itself. Heart and Body Extract is a natural, organic herbal supplement that restores balance. A heart attack could be just around the corner. Spare your loved ones pain and fear. Protect yourself, protect your health with Heart and Body Extract. With a lifetime money-back guarantee, you have no excuse. Order a two-month supply today. Call toll-free 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Don't miss the Middle Chamber with Freighter X on AFR. Listen to The Paradigm Shift, Saturday night, 6 p.m. Central.
now because of that strange and abrupt transition. No problem, though. It happens. Anyways, we're talking with Mark Passio and Alex Ansari. Mark Passio joined us the first hour to discuss the things that are going on in Philly right now with regards to the jackbooted thuggery of the local law enforcement. Alex Ansari was our scheduled second hour guest. His show, Outside the Box, comes on directly following this broadcast in about 16 minutes. So everybody's around. He's got a great show planned for us all. We've been talking about and I also wanted to thank the caller from Kansas who dropped off the line. I just wanted to say I wanted to give Alex a chance to chime in with his impressions of what the caller had to say, but I wanted to say to the caller, hang in there, brother. You know the truth. Stand firm. Don't be afraid. That's all we can do. You know, look for like-minded individuals, and we hope the best for you in all that you're going through. And we understand. We are not alone. We're all struggling one way or another with this new world order that's been foisted upon us, whether we like it or not. The question is, what are we going to do about it? That's where we're at. What are we going to do about it? And I wanted to give Alex a chance to, during the break, Alex, you were talking about some things directly regarded to the present day situation that you found an allegory in a film that we all know. So go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, I was watching Braveheart for the very first time yesterday. And there's a scene there where they're about to sacrifice Mel Gibson, who's a hero to the Scottish people, who is resisting English occupation. And what stands out in that film is what I feel we see every single day. These are Scottish people. These are his people. And they're cheering on the sacrifice because they've been programmed. They've been mind controlled. They've been manipulated to think that his sacrifice is somehow necessary in order to maintain the state's stability. So I understand getting angry and frustrated. And if it gets us moving, then it's a good thing. But if we stay stuck and just being angry at the system, and if we forget that the system gets its power from the people, then our anger could just simply be diverted. And we can lose a lot of energy. It takes a lot of emotional energy, a lot of energy in the body to staying angry all the time. But we want to use that anger righteously to get us moving. And we need to reach people and remind them, including conspiracy-minded people, that there's, even though there's a lot of people waking up, there are still a lot of arms that are working to hold up these systems of oppression. And, you know, I experienced it in the airport. As I left Philadelphia, I was pulled aside. And I was given additional screening after I already went through the body scanner. First time I went through the body scanner, I was kind of curious what it'd be like. But, you know, I look at situations like that, you know, and how the TSA officer was looking at me with hatred, perhaps even racial hatred, such suspicion as he wiped his gloves on some sort of detector to see if I had a bomb or bomb residue on my clothing. And so we're living in a reality where the archonic forces of darkness get their power from human beings that have allowed their minds to be controlled. And I agree with a lot of the things that Mark Passio talks about, most of all something that I felt for years, that Earth right now is a quarantine prison for souls that have stolen or taken energy from others. So the way that I look at it, those that are truth tellers, truth seekers, this is more than what's going to happen in this lifetime. I'm convinced of that. And the more I look in that direction, the more I see what's going on, the more I realize the best thing that we can do is to be the best people that we can be, to unlock as many minds as we can. But we have to be realistic about what we're facing and what's happened in the past. And we're seeing a cycle repeat itself. Now, how that cycle is going to be broken is going to require more of a shift in consciousness than what we have seen, and we are far from a collective shift in consciousness. Those that say that we've reached that collective shift in consciousness have lowered their expectations dramatically because they have a hard time dealing with reality as it is. So as we get frustrated, we have to look at what the larger picture is and why we're really on the earth, and how do we get out of this controlling matrix. We need to look at the big picture. Otherwise, if we just look short-term at what's happening right now, we're missing the lesson.
Points, powerful words. Mark, anything to add?
Wow. I mean, I couldn't agree more with what Alex just said there. Absolutely right on point. One of the things that comes to my mind was you were just talking about how far we are off from this true shift in consciousness that we need to see happen to really right the wrongs that are taking place in our society. I totally agree with that. The New Agers who think that, oh, you know, all of the energy that we need is here, and, you know, we've already made that shift and we're in a post-consciousness shift world, don't understand this change in consciousness. It has not occurred yet on a mass level. We have planted the seeds for it, but it certainly has not sprouted to nearly the level that we need to see it express at for there to be real physical changes taking place in our world. You know, what we really need is to develop, help other people to develop an understanding of rights. This is the number one thing. And to understand that we are trying to build a society that is not based in violence and coercion. And that does not mean, again, that does not mean that we can never use defensive force against violence. People need to understand the difference between force and violence. When you're accosted with violence, you have a right to respond with the necessary force to put down that violence. If the person, if you say no and the person won't back down, there does exist a right for you to use physical force to make that person stop doing what they are doing that is violating your rights. This is what the control system wants to tell us doesn't exist. This is also what the New Age religion wants to tell us doesn't exist. And it's hard for people to hear because they're so deeply ingrained and conditioned. You know, to speak to that level of conditioning, again, as I was saying, I was trying to talk about rights when it comes to the ownership of your body and how prohibition is a form of slavery. And there were people that were so resistant to that, they wouldn't even take a business card from me that said, "What on earth is happening?" on it. They wouldn't take the card, who were there for the rally. I couldn't even believe it. They wouldn't take the card and just investigate my site and check. I said, just check out a few of the first podcasts, see what you think, listen with an open mind. That's all I ask. Wouldn't even take the card from my hand because I had talked about right and wrong. They see, this is what turns people off. They don't want to hear that. They want to hear some light, new agey nonsense about how wonderful things are and see the world through rose-colored glasses and everything is just fine and peachy. They don't want to hear hard work's going to have to be done. You're going to have to undo years of conditioning, and you need to really do some study to understand natural law so you know what rights are, so you can exercise them, and so you could stop them from being usurped. But I'll tell you what. Well, let me just give you a real quick example. I tried to give a card to an individual. I said, "You seem like a reasonably intelligent human being that could probably grasp what I want to hand to you." But I said, "Do you think that you could hold a notion in your mind without either accepting it or rejecting it until you hear the whole tapestry of information laid out?"
Yeah.
That's all I said. Could you entertain a notion or a group of ideas, okay, or, you know, some philosophical ideas being spoken without neither accepting them right away at face value nor rejecting them out of hand because, oh, that conflicts with what I've already heard over my whole life? And you know what the person told me? "No, I can't do that."
Wow.
And you know what I did? I put the card right back in my wallet and said, "Then this information is not for you right now."
What a great point.
That person cannot hear what's being said because their mind is already totally closed. And they're not ready to move out of that mindset of total closed-mindedness.
Oh, listen, once again, Mark, excellent points to make. Alex, final words. We've got about 2 minutes till the end of the show. I'm going to give it to you, my friend.
Well, it's been an honor to talk to Mark Passio again, and I look forward to the things that Mark Passio is going to create from this point on. But I want to say that I've been through the same situation. I used to hand out my card when I did a show on Access TV. I remember the experience of having someone look at me, look at the card, drop it on the ground, and then step on it. Now, you know, and since that point in time, I've just, as a soul, I've been working on acceptance of the things that I cannot change, and the strength to change the things that I can. And there's different variants of this quote, which Mark's talked about on his show. But I've really been trying to harness my focus on trying to continue to reach the people that are listening, that are looking for information, and working on the critical mass, and stepping back from the zombie apocalypse. And ever since I've been doing that, you know, seems like my heart has healed a little bit from what I would call emotional trauma in ways that people have tried to hurt me for just being who I am. In fact, there's a neighbor here in the valley that's trying to run me out of here because I'm a different kind of a person. And so when we go through these things, they're really designed on a larger level to make us stronger. But as long as we can keep the focus on those that are listening, we can keep the sanity. We can keep the healing. We can keep teaching. And others are hearing, the truth, and they're spreading the truth. And that's what's powerful, and that is what we have to keep our focus on.
Excellent. Alex, Ansari, and Mark, I really want to thank you for coming on and making everyone aware of the truth, of the reality of the situation in the streets of Philadelphia right today. I guess he's not there anymore, but either way, I want to thank him, and I want to thank you, Alex, for coming on again. Who's going to be on your show next, Alex?
Leah Leigh Chappelle from the website fearorlove.com.
All right, stay tuned, everyone, for that great show coming up next. And I want to thank you. That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you all enjoyed yourselves. Be sure to pay us a visit next time. Thanks to Mark Passio, Alex Ansari, all the callers this evening. And again, thank you, dear listeners, for stopping by. Hope you come back soon. The show broadcasts live on Saturday night, 6 p.m. Central, our regular time. Hope you all return to the Middle Chamber. Farewell, everyone.
Is on duty 24 hours a day in the smooth room, just up from the parking garage. Drink plenty of water when you take these. Now you can relax and return to your job.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotics.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
If you do not disperse, you may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
This is a point I think is very important to stress to those in uniform and to those in the dark suits in government who are serving the system while not actually forgetting it, they're serving it. You have no power. I don't care if you're in the military. I don't care if you've got how many kind of stars on your uniform. I don't care what level of the police force you're in. I don't care if you're doing roadblocks. I don't care if you're pulling people off the street. I don't care what you're doing. You have no power. Your uniform has the power. Take your uniform off, put it in the wardrobe, where's your power? Go and get another job without that uniform, where's your power? You have no power. You are employed to animate that uniform, which is an extension of the state, and that's all you are, and therefore you are expendable.
We're ready for our first caller. Welcome, Debbie.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about what the RNA drops are doing for you and what your experience is on them?
Oh, gosh, I've had so many experiences. The first effects I felt was I would take the drops before going off to the golf course to play in league or just to play, and I noticed it was more precise, and my focus was there, and my eye stayed right in the ball, and I hit the ball farther. My muscles seemed to work. My energy levels seemed to be up, and I'll tell you, I took a couple of strokes off my game.
I think that's incredible.
It's pretty exciting.
What are the other things that you have noticed on that?
Well, in my love life, I noticed that the focus and the energy level and the energy exchange that I have with my man has been amazing. I can actually feel the energy exchange from his body to my body.
That is great.
Just beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
And again, you can get those drops at trinasgooddrops.com.
That's right, trinasgooddrops.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.